USA Today we were going to get to. Giving away some college football honors at the halfway point. Pat, where do you want to start?
Start right at the top if you want to. Well, they've got the best four teams.
All right.
Best four teams. I would agree with, I don't know, the, you know, they, what they did. They took three of their writers, and each of them gave an answer here. You know, I had, and like the last one of them, and I had the same thing. It's been, you know, my best does dirty dozen. Georgia, Alabama, OU, and Cincy. To me, those are the best four teams out there right now. Georgia, OU, Alabama, Cincy. That's my four right now. Who's next?
And I've got the same four. Georgia's first. I don't care about the order of the other three.
Right.
Really, probably Cincy probably deserves to be second now. And we've talked about OU and Alabama and who we would favor if they played. So I'd probably put Alabama three and OU four. But I would put OU in there right now. The one guy left Oklahoma out and had Penn State in there. Matt, you have any?
No, same four.
Anyone else there?
Same four. Georgia one. Yeah. The rest are kind of a you pick 'em. I think I would. If Alabama played Oklahoma or if Alabama played Cincinnati, I would pick Alabama to win the game. They do have the loss on the schedule, so however you want to, you know, factor that in. But to me, those are the four best teams, right now anyway.
Okay, best game, Pat?
I got A&M beating Alabama, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. You know, I see, you know, we've talked about this, and I've beat it up relentlessly. I mean, as exciting as OU Texas was, I mean, I don't think Texas is very good. Again, it's like people win with double bogeys to me, you know. I mean, it can be exciting, but the level of play wasn't real good. So, again, I got A&M, and I think A&M still got a good – I mean, they got a fairly good football team. I got A&M beating Alabama.
I got to go with OU Texas. Like I said, I've been to about 50 of them, and that was the best one I've ever seen as far as just crazy things that happened during the game, unexpected things. So, yeah, it might have been double bogeys, but they were exciting bogeys.
They were exciting double bogeys.
They were John Vandeveld, is what you're telling me?
It was John Vandeveld. It was a John Vandeveld collapse on the part of Texas.
Well, it kind of was.
It was.
That's a good call, man. Yes.
I'd probably go Oklahoma-Texas, the Alabama A&M game, and the Alabama-Florida game. You know, the Alabama got up big on Florida early, and we were doing post-game for whatever game was that day, Nebraska or whatever it was, and talking with Jim and Alan, I'm like, well, here goes Alabama. They're about to, you know, run someone else out of the stadium.
Sure.
And Florida fought them hard. Fought them pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That Alabama A&M game was really good. I'm with you on that.
Florida's dropped three in a row. They have them down there now. That thing's gotten a little bit tenuous. The game I'd forgotten about, and they mentioned it in here, was Oregon 35, Ohio State 28.
That was pretty good.
You know, I didn't see, but just some glimpses of that, so I didn't have a real clear mental picture of it. Be honest about it.
And talked about the fact that Oregon lost the star of that game, C.J. Verdell, their running back. Season-ending injury. Oregon has a big one this weekend, Pat. They go on the road to UCLA this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And isn't UCLA favored in that? Didn't we?
Yes. I think that was the other game in which an unranked team was favored over. And I think where is Oregon in the – aren't they in the top 10?
Yeah. Oregon's number 10.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, they're 10 in both of them.
So that's that's two games this weekend in which a top 10 team is an underdog to an unranked team. Oklahoma State is as well.
And I didn't even have them in my best dud, my top
Oregon. Buzz. Yeah. Cool. 3-1 in four games this year that have been one score games in the fourth quarter. They've been in some close ones. And like Pat said, they got the 35-28 win over Ohio State.
Well, and remember,
on September 11th,
they beat Ohio State without Thibodeau and without another one of their good players. I mean, that was a pretty good win. A loss is a loss. They have a loss on their ledger, and that's all that matters. But Stanford had to score late. I don't know. I still think Oregon's pretty good.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Best coaching performance, Pat?
I think right now I would have Dave Clawson at Wake. You know, you can't imagine how hard it is to get 6-0 at Wake. You know, I mean, I tend to kind of go that way when you start judging coaching performances, you know, and everything. But Clawson, who I don't know, but, you know, is a guy that's, you know, he's been around quite a bit. He's 54 years old, head coach at Bowling Green, offensive coordinator at Tennessee, you know, he was head coach at Richmond for a while and all this kind of stuff. But this guy is, you know, I mean, he's one game over 500 at Wake, and that is a hard job. So I got Dave Clawson at Wake.
I got Mel Tucker, Michigan State. I don't think anyone saw that one coming, and he has all these over 20 transfers.
Transfers,
and so just remade the roster, and you know he's won at Miami. Now you know some of the other ones: Western Kentucky, Rutgers. I mean, you know, it's about to get tougher for them because they got. What, a bye week this week and then Michigan. But
Mel Tucker's liable to be the guy at LSU, too. You know, he was again.
He was
down there at Saban at one time on the thing. And Michigan State's a pretty good job, really. Michigan State's a pretty good job.
Only in his second year there. Matt, who do you have coaching-wise?
Well, those are two really good ones. Just to be different, I'll throw in Aranda at Baylor. I mean, they weren't any good last year.
They're pretty good this year.
Call. You know, they fought OSU pretty
team.
Good. And
They really do. Very sound in what they do.
Yep.
They get lined up right, and they play hard. And that's really a good call. Yes, it is.
Pat, Heisman favorite right now?
I got Bryce Young, the Alabama kid. You know, I've just... You know, I've seen a bit of him, and you know, Corral, who's had the, you know, the big performances, all beat all up now. Bryce Young, to me, he has that look about himself, the way he goes about things, his body language, obviously his talent level, all that. So I got Bryce Young, the quarterback at Alabama.
Young for me. He's the guy right now, anyway, for me.
I would have to agree. Right. Yep. And Corral, the fact, like you said, Pat, Corral, he ran for so many yards last week, got beat up in the process. To me, he's maybe the most fun to watch, but it looks like it's taken a toll on him. So, and it looks like Bryce Young, I mean, Alabama's a good bet to keep winning games, so – he would probably be the best bet right now. Biggest surprise, Pat?
I think Michigan State, to me right now, for somebody that's totally come out of the woodwork, that's gotten themselves in the top 10, would be Michigan State. That's the one Matt said with the coach here. So I got Michigan State.
So are we're taking this from USA Today. Are we saying biggest surprise positively or negatively?
Well, the biggest disappointment's next. Positive.
So this is positive?
This is positive.
You know, I have to look back at their schedule. I know they beat Washington. I can't say I had Michigan going sick. Well, I don't know, with their schedule. Now, they went and got after Wisconsin pretty good. That's a good question.
Of course, you know, normally, I guess you and I got to fight this all the time on these kind of questions. The Michigan's normally the level of youngster they're going to
recruit. Yeah, that's fair.
I just want to hear Matt say that Jim Harbaugh is the biggest surprise of the season.
like I said, the reckoning is coming for them. How about Oklahoma State? Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But if you look, to me, when I looked at their schedule, I fully expected them to be.
You thought they'd be 6-9?
We talked about it. We said going into Texas. We said in the preseason. We did.
Yep.
I mean, we said they have a really good chance to be undefeated going into Austin. Now, that's an impressive win. I don't care what you think of Texas. Still, to go into Austin,
especially coming from behind
like they did.
No, it's a good win.
I've been vetoed twice here. I'll throw out another one. How about Kentucky at 6-1? Does Kentucky do anything?
There you go.
I mean, beat Florida.
They had a big year last year. They had a good year last year.
But that's
all fair. And you can't, not that you're discounting that Mike and them have done a good job, because they did.
Well,
when you looked at the schedule, though, I expected them to be where they are right now.
I agree with that. I would say, though, that Baylor, you know, we just talked about Aranda.
They're better.
And again, and we talk about this almost daily, the lack of progression of Spencer Sanders, and I don't know if I would call Sanders a liability. That may be going a little far, but I will say appeared to me they didn't trust him a whole lot last week. So I don't know. I'll put it to you this way, Pat. We talked about this on Monday.
Right.
I just think Gundy and that staff are getting every ounce they can out of this team.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know?
Yeah, defensively, they've got a good one. You know, you think about Sanders is he's an erratic enough thrower. He's got arm talent. And he's
sure.
got talent.
He can make some throws. Did the other day.
And his leadership and toughness and running ability. I think any week this kid could run for 100 yards. Any week.
Oh, I'm with you on that. I agree.
I'll take UTSA. They mentioned them here. They definitely surprised me. They gave me one of my two losses in the lock of the week when I took Western Kentucky against an undefeated UTSA. But seriously, 7 wins, Pat, and ranked for the first time. Mm-hmm. So give it up to them. Okay, we'll do biggest disappointment. Then we need to take a timeout. We'll save some of these maybe for tomorrow because Pat has the pigskin report coming up next. But, Pat, real quick, biggest disappointment so far?
Probably Washington. If I from where you kind of perceive University of Washington, and that's what one of their guys had, I would say probably Washington.
It's Clemson for me. I had them winning the national championship, and they're nowhere close. They may not be in the ACC title game. They got a big one this week with Pitt. It's Clemson for me.
Okay.
Now, it's my own fault for being stupid enough to pick them to win it all, but they're a disappointment to me.
One of them mentioned Spencer Rattler. I'm not going to go there. I'm going with Matt. I'm going with Clemson. I mean, we'll see what happens against Pitt this weekend, but if they lose that one, they would have 2 ACC losses and 3 losses before Halloween. I don't know that they're going to lose to Pitt, but so far, just the Clemson offense especially, I've just been stunned by
that's a good call. Yeah.
How hapless they've been on the offensive end of the field.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.